A Wisconsin company is hoping to present the world with a new tool when it comes to testing people for Ebola. Lucigen Corporation is headquartered in Middleton, just outside of Madison. The company has developed a test that it says can detect Ebola quickly and anywhere, meaning outside a lab. WUWM's LaToya Dennis caught up with the director of business development, Hamath Shenoy. He talked about the test his company hopes to have on the market by spring.
We, about 2 years ago, had submitted a grant application and won a grant for development of rapid assays for viral hemorrhagic fevers, of which Ebola is one of them. Obviously, with the impending health crisis that we see today, we're at the point where we're trying to accelerate development, specifically of the Ebola test.
By definition, in layman's terms, a rapid assay would just be a fast test, is that?
Yeah, typically, you know, under an hour, 30 minutes, something like that.
Now, how does the test that Lucigen developed differ from what's already out there? Because we can already test for Ebola.
That's correct. So all the tests that are currently approved by the FDA are designed to be run in specialized clinical labs. These are labs that have special equipment and facilities to work with highly infectious Ebola. The test that we've developed is designed to be used at a decentralized point-of-care location. And in discussions with the FDA and others, they've told us that's a real need with Ebola, is to be able to take testing out of the central lab so that healthcare workers who are trying to identify patients have a new tool that they themselves can use to identify who might have Ebola.
How would this work exactly? I mean, are you testing blood? How does it work?
So we have a method to test for blood, probably from like a finger stick, as well as we're working on a method to test from an oral swab, essentially putting, you know, something like a Q-tip inside your mouth as a way to collect a sample. Those two samples are introduced into a small device, which is a little bit bigger than a pen. The material is then transferred from that device into a reaction tube, and the reaction is run. So there's a basically two- or three-step protocol from collection of a sample, either a small amount of blood or an oral swab. And the devices are designed that a healthcare worker can use them. You wouldn't need specialized training like scientists and technicians who work in the high-tech clinical labs do to perform the current FDA-cleared tests.
Would there be any concern over people not being as careful in the field as they would be in a lab or anything of that nature?
Yeah, that probably is a concern. I mean, it would be in any case where there's a point-of-care test. One of the things that's especially true about Ebola is you'd like a methodology that inactivates Ebola very, very early in the process so that it reduces the risk of infecting the healthcare worker who's performing the test. Right now, the method that we've developed, we believe, and we're testing this to confirm it, will inactivate Ebola very early in the process. So by the time the healthcare worker is setting up the actual test itself, that the Ebola virus has been inactivated so that they are very unlikely to catch Ebola, if you will, from the sample.